Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hey, everyone.
And we're going to be talking about Jurassic World Dominion, or similar to the last episode, we're going to be trying to remember what happened in Jurassic World Dominion. I think I remember it better than Moon Knight, because we did watch it.
It's closer.
After Moon Knight.
Yeah. It's more of a recent watch than Moon Knight was.
So let's get into it. So as usual, we'll do a bit of background. We will do a non-spoiler review, but to be honest, it's not going to be very long. And then we'll do some spoilers because I do have some thoughts and I do remember some stuff that we can discuss in spoilers. So background-wise, it's directed by Colin Trevorrow. So everyone's favorite Star Wars director that didn't direct a Star Wars thing. So he was meant to direct the third movie in the sequel trilogy. It was meant to be called Duel of Fates, I think. Is that right? Duel of the Fates?
Duel of the Fates is a song.
I thought that was what it was called. I thought they were going to call the last movie that. Possibly. Or was it meant to be?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember.
Anyway, it was called something. It was called something other than Rise of Skywalker. I know that because they changed the name. So he was meant to direct that. He didn't. Then he did some other stuff. I think he made another movie in between and then directed this movie, Jurassic World Dominion. It stars Chris Pratt.
He started the other Jurassic Worlds as well. He did the first one.
He did the first one, yeah, which was before Star Wars anyway. That was like,
yeah,
I think that was the year Force Awakens came out, Jurassic World, the first one. And then he was involved in the script for the second one, but he didn't direct it. So Chris Pratt is back and Bryce Dallas Howard is back, everyone's favorite characters in these movies.
Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Chris Pratt, yeah.
You're just saying his name or are you like making a joke?
No, no. I'm just saying Chris Pratt. Yeah.
Pratt, yeah.
Chris Pratt, yeah.
I don't know. Are you saying Brat? Like
Chris Pratt, yeah. I'm saying his name, Chris Pratt.
Okay. Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, Crisp. His first name, Crisp. Last name, Rat.
Crisp. Rat, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. Okay, you're combining that. It's, yeah, anyway. Let's move on. There's a returning cast for this. So they're doing a bit of like a Force Awakens type thing where they're bringing back the original cast. So Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, and Sam Neill make a return to the franchise. Jeff Goldblum was in the second one of the Jurassic Worlds for like a cameo. But he's, I guess in this one, he's pretty much a cameo as well. He's in it more than he was in the previous one. But he's not in it as much as Sam Neill and Laura Dern. And apart from those people, there are some other cast members. So BD Wong, I think he's been in almost all of the Jurassic Park / World movies.
I don't know about Jurassic Park 2 and 3 because I don't think I've watched them in a while. But yeah,
I don't think he was in three. He was definitely in the last three. Yeah. He was in all the worlds. Yeah. And there's some other new characters that they introduced, so we can talk about them when we get into spoilers. It released on the 10th of June, and we did actually watch it pretty much when it came out, the weekend it came out, but we've been catching up with other reviews, so here we are. Music by Michael Giacchino.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
And the Batman as well.
Yeah.
It's fair to say that his work in this franchise is probably not as good. I mean, it's all right, but I think he just uses like John Williams' score.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing too spectacular there. Budget is $185 million. How much do you think it's done box office-wise?
I don't know. Has it done well? It hasn't done well as Minions Rise of Gru.
Yeah, I saw an article about that, about the opening or something.
It's very big.
For Minions Rise of Gru.
Yes, not for this. Yes. This would be not great.
Well, you might be surprised. It's made $828 million worldwide so far, which is a lot more than I thought it would make.
Oh, okay. Minions Rise of Gru will beat that.
It probably will. That people love those Minions movies. But overall, this franchise has been pretty, at least commercially successful. So the first movie made like $1.5 billion. The second movie made over $1 billion. This is probably going to get to $1 billion, to be honest, because it's already 828.
People be liking dinosaurs.
People just like dinosaurs eating people. So,
yeah.
Yeah, these movies tend to do pretty well. Let's get into our thoughts on the movie. So, we'll start with positives. Before we get into positives, what's the story of this movie? So, we'll preface this by saying this is a Jurassic World movie. But the story we're about to explain, it might sound like... But
that's spoilers, isn't it?
Is it?
The story...
Is it spoilers?
Yeah.
Is the story spoilers?
I think so.
Okay, well, what's a non-spoiler version?
Non-spoiler?
There's like if you've seen company. The previous movie, like previous movie...
Movie and you're like, oh, so the dinosaurs are out in the world. So they're going to do a movie where the dinosaurs are just out in the world. Well, you're wrong. There's a they bring the dinosaurs to another park and some billionaire owns it, and yeah, everyone ends up there.
Yeah, so you've seen Jurassic Park, you've seen Jurassic World. Just imagine that again.
Yeah,
just another park. Well, it's not really a park. Like people don't visit it. It's kind of closed off, but
it's more of a sanctuary, I guess.
Same thing. Like there's a evil corporation. They're up to no good, and there's dinosaurs involved, but even less so than the other movies. So this is less of a dinosaur movie and more of a movie about locusts. I don't think that's a huge spoiler.
That's a spoiler. You're spoiling the movie.
Well, at this stage, most people – that's why I said the non-spoiler section of this movie is going to be pretty – of this review.
Okay, we're going straight to spoilers. Jeff Goldblum dies.
Okay. I don't remember that part. We can do some positives and negatives. Okay. We won't do positives. We'll do positives and negatives.
We'll just do negatives because there is no positives.
So we'll give our rating. For me, it's a definite cognitive regression. Like we went to a pretty late show, which was also a mistake. We went to a wedding, which took the whole day. And then we decided to go to this movie, which was already a mistake. So we weren't prepared for how long this movie was. I didn't mention how long it was, but it's too long. It's like 146 minutes. So it feels longer than that. And it was a bit painstaking to watch. So I'd give it a cognitive regression.
I was very on the fence about even watching the movie. And about 10 minutes into it, I realized I made a grave mistake. And the guy we watched it with fell asleep like three times.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And there's elements of this movie that feel like there should have been another movie. I guess we'll get into spoilers. So if you haven't seen Jurassic World Dominion and you really want to watch it, even though we just told you just don't.
Probably already seen it if you really want to watch it. If it's made $800 million.
I guess so. Yeah, a lot of people have watched it. So, yeah, go watch it if you haven't seen it and come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. All right, so we can start with locusts. So this movie is about locusts. So this evil corporation is spreading locusts around the world, and they eat crops, but they don't eat crops that have like fertilizer or something supplied by this company. And it's just this company. What's the company called? Biosyn, I think?
You're asking the wrong person.
Let's just say it's that.
Hardly remember the locusts.
So, yeah, there's locusts. And then Sam Neill and Laura Dern get together. And Laura Dern's like, yeah, there's something weird going on with locusts.
There's two storylines in this movie, by the way. There's a locust. And then the locust is with Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum. And then the other story is the girl in the previous movie gets kidnapped, and then Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard are chasing her. Yes. And they both end up in the same place.
So there's a kidnap story, a kidnap espionage story. Oh,
they kidnap a raptor as well. That's like
a baby raptor. Baby blue.
Yeah.
So they're happening in parallel, but then they're both, the kidnapping and the locusts are both done by the same corporation. So that's how they.
Yeah. And the guy that heads up the corporation's like a Mark Zuckerberg dude.
He looks like Tim Cook.
He looks like Tim Cook and acts like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And a bit of Elon Musk.
And the headquarters that they're situated in, it looks like the Apple. No, it looks like the Apple. Have you seen the Apple headquarters in Cupertino?
No.
It's like this like circular shaped. It looks like where they are in this place. It looks similar to that. So, yeah. I don't know
basically, if they were looking to get something. He's like Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and Tim Cook put together.
So when you combine all those three people, you just get a horrible person. just get the worst traits of all three and put them together and you get this word. Okay, so that's a basic story. So can you name one positive thing about this movie?
One positive thing? One positive thing. There are some positives, like, I don't know, the dinosaurs look pretty good. You can't really fault how the dinosaurs look for the most part.
Yeah, I think the production values are good.
Yeah.
But that's expected because it's like such a popular franchise, big budget movie. So that, you know, that's sort of expected. I think some of the sequences are shot well. There's one sequence where
Chris Pratt.
No, not him. He's not in the scene, actually. She's in a pond. They've come to this sanctuary place, and she's in a pond, and she goes underwater, and you see her underwater, and you see, like, it's like a blind dinosaur or something. Like, the dinosaur can't see. Is that right?
I know. So, once again, you're asking the wrong person. Just don't ask me any more questions for the whole review.
But anyway, the dinosaur, like, she's like, the dinosaur's like following her, but a dinosaur can't see her. And then she goes underwater, and you see a shot where half of the screen is her underwater, and the other half is the dinosaur above water. And the dinosaur like screams, and she's like right below the fangs. I thought that was a good shot. I thought it was done well. And there's another one where Chris Pratt and this new character, this pilot character, they fight a feathered dinosaur.
Mm.
I thought that was decent. The parts where there's dinosaurs in this movie are actually decent.
Yeah,
there's just not that many parts where there's dinosaurs.
There's this part where they're at like some European city, which was boring.
Malta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like. I felt like it was should have been like the Fast and Furious universe.
Yeah, I know what was happening there.
Because there's like these like terrorists or something, and they're chasing them, and they like drive through this city, and they're getting chased by raptors because they bring back the raptors with the lasers. I think that was from the last movie, how they're like, if you point a laser at someone, they go kill them.
Mm.
So like they bring that back, and they have this like extended action sequence, which was okay. Like I like the end part where they get onto the plane. He's like driving he's on the motorbike and like he's getting chased by a raptor and he jumps and then the raptor holds onto the plane, right? but then it gets hit by the bike because he lets go of the bike.
Yeah, yeah. I think it like gets hit by the bike and then falls back and down.
Then, and then falls in the ocean. I thought that was all right. That was, yeah. And there was a dinosaur in that scene. So, yeah, I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it's like no better than any other dinosaur scenes in any other Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't come close to any of the scenes in the original Jurassic Park. And there's also this, like, underground network of, like, smuggling dinosaurs as well, which they explore for a little bit. Because they're, like, fighting dinosaurs and stuff. They're, like, selling them in the black market.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, yeah. So that there's that as well.
That happens. Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of unintentionally funny scenes. So we laughed quite a bit, like more than we probably should have been laughing. Like you laughed straight away. Like you laughed on the first shot of the movie where there's this little girl getting chased by dinosaurs.
Did I?
Do you remember that? They're like those little dinosaurs, you know, from like
Jurassic Park. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this little girl getting chased. It was like she was getting chased by like chickens, but it was dinosaurs. It was pretty funny, but she was like screaming.
Yeah, she was like terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were setting up the whole thing about like, yeah, dinosaurs are in the real world now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because none of the movie's about that.
Yeah. So I think they had a really good opportunity with this movie to do something different with the Jurassic universe. Or maybe that's the next franchise, Jurassic Universe, because they went from park to world to universe, Jurassic Universe. But yeah, they didn't do it. Like they could have actually done something different where, you know, dinosaurs were in the real world and then it was like a post-apocalyptic type story where like humans have to survive alongside dinosaurs. But no, they just went back to the routine formula of there's this evil guy that captures dinosaurs and he wants to do evil stuff, which wasn't that interesting.
I would say it's just like the biggest flaw is that it's just boring.
Yeah, there was one other sequence which was good, which you actually got scared in. You know when they're in like that cave? Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and what's her name? Maisie, I think.
Maisie Williams. Name. Yep.
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones.
Junior Maisie Williams. They're in like a cave and they get attacked by, it's like all dark and like a dinosaur jumps out and Sam Neill falls off a ladder.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, it was okay. The best Jurassic Park movies are the ones that, the only Jurassic Park movie, the one that's good, the first one, combines like horror elements with dinosaurs. Because there are parts of the first Jurassic Park that are genuinely pretty scary, even to this day. They're really effective. Whereas after that, they've just become action movies with dinosaurs in them. So I think they've lost their charm since then. There was a part in the last movie where they had like this haunted house type thing happening with dinosaurs. And I remember when we reviewed that movie, I said that was
people don't like that though.
I know people don't like it, but at least they did something different. Like every other Jurassic movie is the same. At least they tried something different in the last one. And they ended the last one well, at least. Like they did something. They opened the universe up to something different. But then this movie just didn't do it. And yeah, locusts play a bigger role in this movie than dinosaurs, which was a bit disappointing. Like they're giant locusts, to be fair, so they're not just like the normal locusts. There was another funny sequence where we laughed where they first introduced the locusts and there's just like two little kids on a farm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. They go to the barn or whatever and the locust attack,
And these locusts are unusually strong. So there's towards the end of the movie, they light them on fire to
get rid of
evidence or something.
I was just wanting the movie to end at that point. It just wouldn't. They like light them on fire, then they fly around for a bit, but they still die.
They fly around for like, they fly like 5 kilometers away from where they were.
Yeah.
Because they fly like across the sanctuary. So
yeah,
they're obviously very strong locusts. They can be on fire, but still fly really far. Which subplot did you like the best? Did you like the returning cast or did you like the Jurassic World new cast?
It's probably the returning cast that was more interesting, to be honest.
I thought they should have been the more interesting part, but for some reason, all the acting in this movie is quite horrible as well for some reason.
Yeah, some of the line deliveries are not great from everyone.
Yeah, I think the writing's just not very good in general. I think that the action sequences that the new cast have are better. I think the old cast got a bit shafted with the action. Like, there wasn't that much. Most of the time, they're just walking through this facility. So it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But I guess it was good to see them, but they didn't really use them that well. I think Jeff Goldblum was probably the best one because he had some lines that were funny.
Yeah, they all team up at the end, I guess, and they have some good stuff together. Yeah. That was probably the best part when they team up at the end. Whereas when they're like separate, it's not as fun.
And there was a line that was in the trailer that wasn't in the movie. And they're doing this quite a lot because I'm pretty sure there was a line in the Doctor Strange trailer that wasn't in the in Multiverse of Madness. Do you remember the one how it was like things got serious or something in the trailer for Multiverse of Madness?
Potentially.
The evil Doctor Strange says it
okay.
in the trailer. He doesn't say it. It's not in the movie. So it's, yeah. And in this one, they did the same thing. Jeff Goldblum says something like, they always make them bigger or something like that. Wasn't in the movie.
Okay. They don't really make anything bigger, so it doesn't make sense for him to say it.
I think it was talking about and they don't spend any time with this, but there isn't another hybrid dinosaur.
I don't think it's a hybrid. It's just a normal dinosaur.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Giga something.
Yeah, but they're like, oi, it's like the T-Rex, but it's more vicious.
But where did it come from?
It's just another dinosaur.
Because in the previous one, they had that hybrid dinosaur that the T-Rex
yeah.
finds.
This isn't a hybrid. World. This is just a dinosaur. Yeah. But they're like, it's like the T-Rex, but it's
what about that one T-Rex. With like, the claws? The blind one with the claws that chases Bryce Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that one. Apparently, that one was based off the Joker.
Based off the Joker. Like no Batman joke. Joker. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just read that somewhere. I don't think it is based off. It doesn't look like it's based off the Joker. They said they wanted a dinosaur that was like the Joker. I don't know why.
It doesn't really act like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Joker?
No, I don't think it is like the Joker. I think the guy that wrote the article must have just been lying.
All right. So apart from that, there was one other part where they team up at the end and the little girl, Maisie, is going up the ladder. And then is it the T-Rex that's there? No, it's the other one that's attacking them. And it attacks a girl and like it gets a ladder, but there's like a little piece of metal that's surrounding the ladder. Like it's kind of encased and it bites that and then it just misses the girl.
Yeah.
And then they show, I think they show like Laura Dern going up and they show one other person going up. And then the next shot, they're all up. Like they're all up there. There's like eight of them and they're all up there.
But what you don't know is that the last four are actually Olympic climbers. So
they don't need the ladder. They just jump straight up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Jeff Goldblum lures the dinosaur away, but then he somehow makes it back up.
Mm. I thought he was going to die. I thought someone was going to die, but no one ends up dying. I lied before. Jeff Goldblum doesn't die.
Yeah, no one dies except the bad guy.
The bad guy, yeah. Elon Musk dies. That's it.
And we didn't talk about this other guy. He's like assistant or something.
Oh, yeah. He's got an assistant.
Who's like conspiring against him the whole time. And then they have this really weird relationship. So I think he's meant to be like a mentor to him. But then at one stage, he asks him for food. Mm. He's like, "Do you have any food?" And he's like, "No, I don't."
I think the problem with this movie is it just got too many subplots that don't matter.
There's a lot happening, but at the same time, there's not much. Not much. Happening.
Yeah. Not much interesting stuff's happening. There's a lot of just bullshit happening.
So the best character in this franchise, in the Jurassic World franchise, it's none of the human characters. It's actually Blue.
Blue. You like Blue? Do you care about Blue?
Well, I thought Blue was the main, or at least one of the main characters in this franchise. Like they set her up.
I don't care about Blue. I have no Blue dies. I don't care. It's a bloody dinosaur.
So they write Blue out of this script. So at the start, they take baby Blue.
They couldn't pay him. Contract negotiations broke through. He asked for too much.
Yeah, I thought it would have been more interesting if Blue was actually in this movie. She's in it at the start and at the end, and that's it.
I don't think that would have made a difference, frankly. I think Blue's not a character. He's a dinosaur. He can't even talk or anything. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Yet he's got more charisma than most of the actors in this movie.
Well, that's why he's doing other work. He was in that dog movie. He was the dog. That big red dog, whatever that, Clifford. He was
Clifford. Clifford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They just put makeup on him. Yeah, so there's this baby Blue and there's Maisie. So in the last movie, it's established that Maisie's a clone, a human clone, which in itself was a, you know, pretty crazy plot. In this one, they kind of double down on it, but they're like, she wasn't just a clone, but her mum gave birth to her. Like, her mum gave birth to a clone of herself. I think that was a plot that was not required.
No,
to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the plot, they could have gone with one or the other. So they kidnap both. I think Beta is the name of Blue's daughter or son or whatever it is, Blue's baby. Beta and Maisie, they both get kidnapped. They didn't need to kidnap both of them. I think they could have kidnapped one of them and that this plot could have still happened. So if they just kidnapped baby Blue, let's say, Maisie and the rest of the family probably would have gone and got it anyway. Or if they just, obviously if they captured Maisie, this plot would have definitely happened because they go in searching for her. Mainly.
Just cut out Blue completely, I think. Yeah.
But Blue's like, they couldn't because Blue's one of the main characters. So they couldn't. But there was definitely redundant plots in this. Like they didn't need certain things. But otherwise, there was some funny parts, unintentionally funny parts that we laughed at. There's a part where BD Wong looks like he's homeless. And he, like, comes out of the shadows at the end.
Yeah, a lot of people laughed at that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, not just us.
Yeah, that was, like, the whole theater that laughed at that.
But doesn't this guy, like, every movie, he makes a mistake. Like, every single movie, doesn't he learn? Like, just don't do dodgy science experiments. Mm. So he's the one that sets up the locust as well. And then he's like, oh, I need to learn from Maisie's DNA or whatever to figure out how to solve the locust problem. Well, he does at the end, and he figures it out, and the locusts, like, die, or they, like, just fly
they
up
like,
or something.
Yeah, they, like, inject a locust to kill them all. Remember, they, like, release one of these locusts at the end?
Like a rogue, yeah, rogue locust, yeah.
Yeah.
That's got the antidote. Anything else that happens in this movie? And the end of this movie ends the exact same way as the last movie ended. So the people have to learn how to live with dinosaurs is the end of this movie. I'm like, that's...
Yeah, well, that's they're already doing that, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's one other part that was... There was one other part that was funny. Like the Elon Musk guy's deleting all his evidence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then
I remember this.
He just grabs a whole bunch of files and then puts it in the trash can. That's it. He doesn't even delete it from the trash, though. You got to delete it from the trash as well. Otherwise, it's still there.
He's obviously an amateur Mac user. Like, anyone that uses Mac knows that when you put it in the trash, it's not actually gone yet. It's still there.
Yeah, even in Microsoft, you have to delete it from the trash as well.
In the recycling bin. Yeah. But he just puts it in there and it's like, yeah, problem solved. I've deleted That's all it. The evidence.
It's still there, man. Rookie mistake. Yeah.
And he dies. Obviously, he dies. He could have died. It wasn't a fulfilling death. Like, it didn't feel like he deserved worse than what he got. Like, you just get sprayed with, like, poison or something and he dies, right?
Yeah. It's like acid.
Yeah. Like, it could have been more violent than that.
I thought it was all right. What do you want?
Yeah, like
what do you want from it's a PG-13 movie.
I want all the three dinosaurs, like the T-Rex, the Gigantosaurus or whatever, and the blind one with like crazy fingers, Joker. Joker. I want them all to circle him and they fight and they just like all fight to kill him at the end.
Well, they did do that, though, so the Joker and T-Rex beat the other guy, though.
And did you see the subtle symbolism where, like, at the end, there's, like, this sculpture that looks like a circle, and it's like...
Oh, it wasn't symbolism. It was just they're like, oi, let's recreate the symbol, the Jurassic Park symbol. Let's do the logo. I thought it was
very subtle.
Cool. I liked it.
Oh, you liked it? I thought you wouldn't like that.
I liked it.
Yeah, like, and he even, like, stops for a bit. He's like, he stops just to, like, this is the logo, and then he keeps walking.
Yeah, I didn't mind
it. And then, obviously, the T-Rex is, like, the hero of all these movies, so like, he never loses. Like, he'll kill any dinosaur. You can create, like, the craziest dinosaur, and he'll kill it. So
sometimes he needs a little bit of help, but, most of the time he kills the dinosaur. Which he does at this with the help of the Joker.
With the help of so are they friends?
I don't know. I think they're just mutual respect, I guess.
He doesn't kill the other. Like, he doesn't try to kill the other one, so.
No. Maybe I think that other guy just pissed off everyone. That's a problem. Like, he pissed off everyone and then he's, like, just hanging around. So you just can't piss off multiple sets of people and then expect them to not team up against you.
You're talking about the dinosaur, right?
Yeah, the Gigantosaurus or whatever.
Because the same could be applied to, like, the Elon Musk type. So
yeah, he pissed off multiple people as well. But, because he, like, picks a fight with the Joker first and then he, like, nearly kills the T-Rex, but he doesn't finish either of them off. He probably could have finished them both off, but then he lets them both live and then they both team up and against
him.
Yeah.
What happens in the last movie? So in the first Jurassic World, the T-Rex teams up with the big
water monster.
The big whale type one.
Yeah.
Which is that's the coolest dinosaur that's come out of the new sequels. Because they didn't have like a water type dinosaur in the original movies, I don't think. Mm. So that's a pretty cool one. But yeah, it teams up with that one and also the raptors, right?
They all team up together. Yeah.
Yeah, and then in Fallen Kingdom, I can't even remember what happens, but I'm pretty sure
it's blue.
There's a T-Rex fight at the end, isn't there?
Is there? Okay, there might be. I can't remember.
I can't remember what happens in that movie. They're probably
and I refuse to remember.
Well, I know at the end of the last movie, the T-Rex meets up with a lion, and the lion like roars, and the T-Rex roars. I like.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lion's going to die though. That lion's dead.
Probably. And in this movie, this movie ends similarly. So they show the dinosaurs living alongside other animals. So there's like the Stegosaurus. They're like hanging out with giraffes and stuff, and rhinos and stuff, and the big water dinosaurs hanging out with whales. That's how the movie ends. And they're like, yeah, we got to learn to live alongside dinosaurs. I'm like, that's exactly what you said last movie.
Essentially, that's it.
What an end to the franchise. Like, they set this up as like the big finale. Was it worth it in the end?
No. Maybe if I was in a better mindset when I watched it, I would have enjoyed it a bit more. But the way I was, I do not like this movie and I won't watch it again, ever.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever. I haven't seen Fallen Kingdom again since we watched it. I have seen Jurassic World another time, just when it was on TV. The first Jurassic World isn't that bad. I think it was.
Yeah, I kind of like that movie.
They kind of bring back some of the magic in that one. But yeah, and even the second one, there's some good parts in the second one. But I think this one is by far the worst of the three and possibly the worst of all of them. Do you think Jurassic Park 3 is better than this?
Can't remember.
Well, it does have that part where the raptor
calls, I know that part. Yeah.
Talks to Sam Neill. He says Alan. Yeah.
That probably puts it above this. Just that one part.
Yeah, I think just that part puts it above this. Lost World is probably better. Lost World does have some good parts where like Julianne Moore's on some glass or something and it's cracking. I just remember, I haven't seen that movie recently, but I know there's a part where she's on glass and it's cracking and there's dinosaurs below her. So
yeah, I haven't seen both of those recently. So
yeah, and Jeff Goldblum's daughter does gymnastics and she like kicks a raptor or something.
Yeah. She does like a somersault or whatever. It's the one where she's holding on to the bar.
Based on that, that goes above this. Jurassic Park is obviously, the original Jurassic Park is a classic masterpiece of cinema, so that's above all of these movies for sure. But like, it's like Jurassic Park, a huge gap, and then some of these other movies, and then this movie. I vaguely remember watching Jurassic Park. It might have been, I don't think it was in the cinema. It might have been on TV, but I was super young. I think it was before you were born. And I was absolutely horrified and I couldn't get to sleep.
Was it because that guy gets eaten while he's taking a shit?
Possibly that. I think the scariest part in that movie is actually with the raptors when...
Scariest part is the reality of capitalism. That's what really got you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're like, oh my God, like, capitalism.
It was the first bite of like reality. And like that's when I started to become really cynical and I've grown into the man I am today.
Yeah.
So Jurassic Park is like a foundational movie in my development. No, but the part with the raptors where they kill Samuel L. Jackson, like you see his hand and Laura Dern's like, oh, you're okay. And she's like holding his hand, but then it's just his hand and the rest of his body is like somewhere else. Yeah, there are some good parts in that movie, and the part where the raptor opens the door, figures out how to open the door, just chasing the kids. There's also some like good, just some like really good scenes where they're on the tree and they see the is it the Brontosaurus, like the ones with the really long necks? I think it's Brontosaurus. They just see them walking by. They're herbivores, so they're not going to like eat them. They're in this movie as well for a little bit. They're just like walking somewhere.
They always use those ones. They have the usual ones that show up in every movie, like the Stegosaurus and the long neck one. And yeah,
there's a lot of baby Stegosauruses in this one.
Mm.
Yeah, like at the start of the movie, Justice Smith and that other girl that were in the previous movie, they're in this movie for like a scene where they're like kidnapping a dinosaur that's sick or something. So is that like a teenage or like a kid Stegosaurus?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, because afterwards we see like an even smaller one. It's like only...
Must be a baby,
The dinosaurs are good. You're right. The dinosaurs are good in this movie when they're in it.
Yeah.
But apart from that, there's not much in it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, we don't recommend it. So if you're still going to plan to watch it after listening to us for 40 minutes, all the best. Okay, I guess we'll wrap this one up here. We will be talking about a better movie than this next. So we did watch Top Gun Maverick more recently, so we definitely remember it for sure. Plus, it was a good movie, so that's another reason we'll remember it. So we'll be talking about that one next. And Stranger Things 4, Volume 2, has just come out. I've just got the last episode left, which is like 2.5 hours, so I've got quite a bit left. Have you seen it already?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, so we'll talk about that
soon. 2.5 hours, so need to allocate a bit of time for it.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in the actual episode, but the first episode of Volume 2, stuff happens. Like, it's still a long episode. It's like 1.5 hours, but it's just a setup, right? So not really that much happens. But, yeah, we'll talk about that later this week. But we've also got Thor Love and Thunder, which is also coming out this week. So we'll be doing a review of that as soon as it comes out. So you can expect that as soon as the movie comes out. And Ms. Marvel's still happening. So there's a lot happening this month. So be prepared for a lot of episodes coming out from us. So if people want to get in touch with us and let us know about how they felt about Jurassic World, I know some people like this movie. I've seen reviews of people that actually really enjoyed this movie. So there are people out there, and obviously 828 million. So it's people are watching it.
I think some people did enjoy it better than the second one. So I guess you could like it if you want. I think the way we watched this probably affected our judgment a little bit, but I don't think after having that experience we're going to like it anymore. But let us know if you like it. Send us an email at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or a message on all other platforms.
Yeah, just on Cognitive Recalibration. So if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify, because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. Another thing to update you on, we are pretty close to starting video. Taryn and I spent the weekend moving a very heavy treadmill so that we could make space for the studio. So we're in process of getting that ready. So be prepared to get a video version of our podcast on YouTube at some stage. I still think that this is objectively not a good movie, like just the way it's made. But I can see why people might still get entertainment out of it. But I think it's just not a well-made movie.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I can see why people would like it. And, if you like it, you like it. But I don't think it's very well made.
Cool. And Minions Rise of Gru is going to make more money than it, so... Yeah.
I think so. We're not going to watch that, but I think it will make more money than this.
For some reason, I've watched all of those movies, all the Minion movies. So I'll somehow end up watching it. I'll just end up in a cinema watching it somehow. It's going to happen.
You just wake up and you'll be there. You'll wake up and you're like, oh, shit, it's Minions Rise of Gru.
And I'll be in a suit for some reason.
Yeah, with bananas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in America, it's crazy, apparently. Like, cops are getting called to shows and stuff because I don't know if you've seen the TikToks, but, like, people are just having, like, parties and Minion Rise of Gru shows.
Wow. Yeah. This is a cultural phenomenon. Maybe we should be a part of this cultural phenomenon.
Nah, I don't want any part of it. Do you really want to go to a show where it's, like, 50% 10-year-olds who their parents brought? It's 50% like 16 to 20-year-olds who are just like yelling at the screen nonstop, just for no reason. And then us too.
And then us, yeah.
Yeah. Who just happened to wake up and be in the theater.
Yeah. No, I don't really want that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's going to happen 100%. You're going to get a review of Minions Rise of Gru from me at some stage. So. Stay tuned for that as well. Apparently, it's from what I've heard from some people, it's better than some of the other movies, which is not saying much because some of the other ones are not that good. But apparently, it's better than Lightyear, that might speak to the quality of Lightyear as a movie.
I think so, yeah.
But we've also reviewed every Pixar movie that's come out since we've started this podcast, so I guess we should be we'll probably watch Lightyear at some stage. And so expect
maybe when it's on streaming.
Yeah, it'll probably come to streaming pretty quickly, I'm guessing, like within a month, because it's not doing well at the cinema. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. Was that a rant? I guess it was a bit of a rant.
Yeah, it was a bit of a all over the place kind of just talking. Yeah.
Even more all over the place than usual episodes are.
So, yes.
Yeah, you'll get a bit more of a structured episode with Top Gun Maverick and for sure with Thor Love and Thunder, which we're definitely looking forward to. So hope you're all staying safe. Hope you enjoy this episode and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.